This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Stephen Skeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The Federal Reserve Open Market Committee is raising interest rates by a quarter point. It is the fifth increase since June, and it raises the federal funds rate to 2.25%. That means banks will be charging their best customers 5.25% for loans. Fed policymakers also announced yesterday that they plan to keep raising interest rates for the foreseeable future. NPR's Jim Zaroli joins me now. What were the reasons that Fed officials gave for raising rates again?
Well, you might say basically they're doing it because they can. Until about 6 months ago, the Fed was very concerned about slow growth, so interest rates were kept very low. Now, Fed officials say the economy seems to be moving forward, the labor market's getting better, if only in fits and starts, so they can bring rates back up to a safer level, which is, in other words, a level that's not going to cause inflation to get worse.
And what has changed in the economy that makes Fed officials confident that things are getting better?
Well, I think a lot of economists would say that things have gradually been getting better for a while. The growth rate has been pretty good, if not good, for five straight quarters. Corporate profits are very good. What we have not seen is any kind of strong job growth. That's still a problem. There's also the issue of energy prices, but even they have come down a lot in recent weeks. So I think there are some risks to the economy right now. But overall, the feeling is that things seem to have gotten a lot better.
And consumers, how much is this going to hurt us, actually?
Well, the Federal Reserve has raised the federal funds rate, which is the rate that banks charge each other for overnight loans. It is a short-term rate. Whenever the Fed changes this rate, the big commercial banks respond by raising their prime lending rate. That happened yesterday. That means certain types of consumer credit, like home equity loans, become more expensive. Some kinds of credit cards are tied to the prime. Interestingly, the impact is not as immediate on long-term rates like mortgages and bonds. The rates for these are determined by the financial markets based on supply and demand considerations. And in fact, the rate for the 30-year mortgage is now about where it was a year ago. It's one of the reasons why the housing market is still one of the main pillars of this economy.
And when the Fed says that it's going to keep raising these rates, is there a foreseeable future? Is there a time limit? How long?
Well, it's not clear. They say they want to do it at a measured pace. Those are the terms they use. Some economists who follow the Fed pretty closely say they think the committee wants to see the federal funds rate at about 3.5%. That would mean five additional rate increases of a quarter point each. But it's all a guess at this point. A lot of it is going to depend on how the economy's doing next year. There are still big questions out there. The dollar is down quite a bit. That's good for exporters, but it can also be enormously destabilizing to the economy if it's not handled right. Yesterday, there was word that the trade deficit had hit another record. The government will also spend about $400 billion this year, more than it takes in. And Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan has made clear he doesn't think these kinds of deficits are at all sustainable.
And Jim, are we likely to hear about some of these issues today at the White House when President Bush begins a two-day economic summit?
I expect so. This is an event that has been called by the administration. It's going to include a lot of business leaders, administration officials. Critics say there's not a lot of diversity of opinion here. This is really an effort to draw attention to the central planks of the president's second-term agenda, which includes Social Security privatization, and you really can't discuss that without talking about the budget deficit.
Thanks very much, NPR's Jim Zaroli in New York.